Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Hi, I'm Zaylee, a 26-year-old single mom with the most adorable 3-month-old baby boy. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. I need to tell you about something crazy that happened with my stepmother, Jessica. Yeah, the one my dad married 6 months ago. At first, everything seemed perfect. Jessica was super excited about Connor, maybe even more than my own dad. She'd come over almost daily, bringing cute little outfits and offering to help. Oh my goodness, he's getting so big. Look at those chubby cheeks. She'd gush every time she saw him. I thought it was sweet, you know, having someone so invested in my baby's life. But then things started getting weird. Like, really weird. My precious baby boy needs his mommy, she cooed one afternoon while holding Connor. I was folding laundry nearby and froze. You mean his Aunt Jessica, right? I laughed awkwardly. Oh, you know what I mean. I just love him like he's my own. I shot a look at my dad, who was busy watching TV. Dad, doesn't that sound a bit off to you? Come on, Zay. Jessica's just being affectionate. You should be grateful she loves Connor so much. But it didn't stop there. She started showing up unannounced, sometimes multiple times a day. One morning, I came downstairs to find her in my kitchen, making herself at home. What are you doing here? It's 7 a.m. Just checking on my baby. I couldn't sleep thinking about him. Jessica, Connor is my baby. You need to stop calling him yours. Don't be so possessive, sweetie. There's enough love to go around. I tried talking to Dad again that evening. She literally let herself into our house while I was sleeping. That's not normal. She has a key because she's family now. Maybe you're just being oversensitive because of postpartum hormones. I called my best friend Sarah right after. Am I crazy? This doesn't feel right. Girl, trust your gut. Something's definitely off with her. Want me to come stay with you for a few days? But I didn't want to seem paranoid. Maybe Dad was right. Maybe I was being oversensitive. Still, I started noticing more things. How Jessica would rush to grab Connor before I could when he cried. How she'd give me parenting advice like I was some clueless teenager. How she'd correct me about his preferences. No, he doesn't like being swaddled that way. My baby needs his arms free. Connor likes when I sing to him this way. I know what's best for my little one. Each time I brought it up to Dad, he'd brush it off. She's just trying to help, Zaylee. Stop making everything into such a big deal. But it was a big deal, and things were about to get so much worse than I could have ever imagined. I was only gone for 20 minutes. Sarah had convinced me to install a baby monitor with a camera last week, and I kept checking it on my phone while running to the store. Connor was sleeping peacefully in his crib when I left, and Jessica had shown up just to help fold some laundry. The first red flag was the monitor going dark. Immediately, my heart started racing. I abandoned my cart and rushed home, calling Dad on the way. Hey, are you with Jessica? No, she said she was helping you with Connor today. Everything okay? I burst through the front door and heard Connor crying from upstairs. Racing up the steps, I pushed open the nursery door and froze. Jessica was sitting in my rocking chair, her shirt unbuttoned, trying to force my screaming baby to her breast. What are you doing? I lunged forward, snatching Connor away. He was hysterical, his face red from crying. Give him back. He needs me. I'm his mother now. You're insane. Get away from us. I backed toward the door, clutching Connor to my chest. No, you don't understand. I've been taking supplements. I can feed him properly now. He needs a real mother, not some young, inexperienced girl. I heard the front door slam downstairs. Up here! I screamed. Dad appeared in the doorway, looking confused. What's going on? Why is everyone yelling? Your wife just tried to breastfeed my baby. She turned off the monitor so I wouldn't see. That's ridiculous. Jessica would never... Honey, tell her that's not what happened. Jessica started rocking back and forth in the chair. I did everything right. The lactation supplements, the herbs, the pumping schedule. I'm ready to be his mommy now. Dad's face went pale. What? Check the hallway camera, I demanded, remembering the security system Dad had installed months ago. Check what happened right after I left. Still looking stunned, Dad pulled out his phone. We watched in horror as the footage showed Jessica disabling the baby monitor, taking Connor from his crib, and settling into the rocking chair. Oh my God. Dad staggered backward. Oh my God! Jessica stood up suddenly, reaching for Connor. You don't understand. I deserve a baby. The doctor said I couldn't have one, but I found a way. He's meant to be mine. Don't touch him, I screamed as Dad grabbed Jessica's arms, pulling her back. I already called the police, Sarah's voice came from the doorway. She must have followed me home when I ran out of the store. They're on their way. Jessica collapsed to the floor, sobbing hysterically. He's my baby. My baby. My baby. Dad looked at me, tears in his eyes. Zaylee, I'm so sorry. I should have listened. I should have. I just held Connor tighter, backing away from all of them. My baby was trembling against my chest, his cries finally quieting as I whispered to him. It's okay, baby. Mommy's got you. Your real mommy's got you. Through the window, I could see police lights flashing in the driveway. The police took Jessica away that night, but that wasn't the end. Not even close. Mom moved in temporarily, sleeping on my couch and helping with Connor. She hadn't spoken to Dad since their divorce, but this situation changed everything. I should have never left you in that house with her. I had a bad feeling from the start. We both did, Mom. I just wish Dad had believed me sooner. Sarah came by daily, usually bringing coffee and takeout. One morning, she burst through the door looking worried. Have you seen Jessica's social media? She's posting pictures of Connor, calling him her angel baby. I grabbed her phone, scrolling through dozens of stolen photos from my private accounts. Under each one, Jessica had written long, rambling captions about her son. That's it. We're getting a restraining order. Mom was already on the phone with her lawyer friend. Dad showed up later that afternoon, looking like he hadn't slept in days. I filed for divorce this morning. Took you long enough, Mom muttered. I also found these in our bedroom. He dropped a stack of papers on the table. Printouts about inducing lactation, receipts for supplements, and dozens of handwritten pages about becoming Connor's real mother. She was planning this for months, I whispered, feeling sick. There's more. Dad sat heavily on the couch. I talked to her sister yesterday. Apparently, Jessica did something similar 10 years ago with her best friend's baby. The family covered it up, got her therapy. And nobody thought to mention this before she married you? They said she was better, that she'd accepted she couldn't have children. Sarah, who'd been quiet, suddenly spoke up. Guys, she's outside. We rushed to the window. Jessica was standing on the sidewalk, staring at the house, clutching a baby blanket, one I recognized from Connor's nursery. How did she get that? I felt panic rising in my chest. Call 911, Mom ordered. But Jessica was already walking away, singing a lullaby loud enough for us to hear through the windows. The police came again. Another report. More evidence for the restraining order. We need to move, I decided that night, watching Connor sleep in his crib. I can't live like this. You'll stay with me, Mom insisted. My condo has security, and it's across town. I'll help you pack, Sarah added. We can do it tomorrow. Dad stood up. I'll pay for everything. The move, the lawyers, whatever you need. I know it doesn't make up for not believing you, but you're right, it doesn't. I took a deep breath. But Connor still needs his grandfather. Just no more surprises, okay? No more giving people the benefit of the doubt when it comes to my son. Never again, he promised. That night, I lay awake, listening to Connor's steady breathing on the baby monitor, jumping at every small noise. The restraining order would be temporary at first, then permanent after the hearing. Jessica's social media had been reported and taken down. The police had extra patrols in the neighborhood. But somehow, I knew this still wasn't over. The hearing lasted 3 hours. I sat there, gripping Sarah's hand while Jessica's lawyer tried to paint her as a misunderstood woman who just loved children too much. But the evidence was overwhelming. The videos, the lactation supplements, the social media posts, the break-in. The judge's face got sterner with each new detail. Your Honor, my client is willing to undergo psychiatric treatment. Your client has no choice in the matter. The court orders a full psychiatric evaluation and mandatory treatment program. Additionally, this permanent restraining order extends to all forms of contact, including social media. Any violation will result in immediate arrest. Jessica sat there in her beige pantsuit, staring at me with those same obsessed eyes. The bailiff had to tell her 3 times to stop trying to look at the baby photos on my phone. Outside the courthouse, her sister approached me. "We're so sorry. We really thought she was better. If we had known." "You did know. You just didn't want to deal with it. Now my son has to live with the trauma of what she did. But she's getting help now. Maybe someday?" "There is no someday. Not with my family. Not ever." Dad waited until they left before making his own statement. He'd asked to do it publicly, with local news present. "As a father, I failed to protect my daughter and grandson. I ignored warning signs, dismissed valid concerns, and prioritized my new marriage over their safety. I'm speaking out now because parents need to know. Trust your children when they tell you something's wrong. Don't let politeness or denial put them in danger." Mom squeezed my shoulder. "You're staying with me permanently, right?" "Yeah. Connor loves his new room, and I feel safer there." That night at Mom's condo, Sarah helped me sort through Connor's old clothes. Anything Jessica had touched was getting donated. "So that guy from the coffee shop asked about you again?" "Not ready. Maybe not for a long time. Anyone who wants to be in Connor's life has to go through extensive vetting first. Background checks, family history, the works." "Good. You're allowed to be picky about your son's safety." Connor started fussing in his swing. As I picked him up, he gave me that gummy smile that made everything worth it. "You know what's weird? I'm actually grateful this happened. Not the incident itself, but it showed me who really has my back. It brought Mom back into our daily lives. Made Dad finally take responsibility for his choices. Showed me I'm stronger than I thought. And showed everyone that you're a mama bear who won't take any nonsense." "Damn straight." I cuddled Connor closer. "No one's ever going to hurt you again, baby boy. Mommy's got you. Your real mommy's got you." Later, watching the sunset from Mom's balcony with Connor asleep on my chest, I felt at peace for the first time in months. The security system was armed, the restraining order was in place, and my support system was stronger than ever. Jessica might have tried to steal my son, but in the end, she only proved what I knew all along. The bond between a real mother and her child is unbreakable. What would you have done if you discovered someone secretly attempting to breastfeed your baby? Would you have pressed criminal charges, or would getting a restraining order and psychiatric treatment be enough? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Remember, it's crucial that we watch for red flags, especially when they involve our children's safety. No matter how helpful or loving someone seems, trust your parental instincts. If you found Zaylee's story impactful, please like this video and subscribe to catch more real-life stories that matter. Hit that notification bell to never miss an upload. Your support helps us bring more stories like this to light.